one cookie?
Oh, no, thank you.
He said he couldn't get on, but he put him on speakerphone.
Is that all set? Okay.
We're done.
All right, so we're going to get started. Well, it's early, 6:56, but better early than late.
Wait, public comment is first?
Yep, public comment is first. I guess, Don, you're the only public we have on here, so do you have some comments you'd like to talk about?
Not at the moment. I just wanted to really listen in on the encroachment subject.
Okay.
That's on the agenda.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I have that scheduled for the end of the meeting, but not to bore you, I'll do that during the President's report. So then if you don't want to hang around, you don't have to, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me, Jen?
Yeah.
We need to accept the minutes from the August 15th
right,
meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I can see her.
Yep. I still want to forget it.
I'll make a motion we accept the minutes from the last meeting.
Is that Dave?
Yep.
Dave?
Yes.
Second.
Bill seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Any opposition?
Sorry.
Okay, so motion is accepted.
Thank you.
Do you want to stay on the phone or you want to do that one? Okay.
So we're going to do public comment, but Jason is trying to dial in.
Excuse me, Sid.
What?
You got a message here from somebody who says the link is not there.
The link is on the calendar.
There we go.
He got it. Was that from Jason?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello.
No, the link is on the calendar.
I could get
it. The event calendar.
Let me look.
Yeah, I know. I heard under the meeting instructions.
Yeah, the meeting
instructions.
Yeah, the link isn't there for her either, Cap.
It's on the event calendar. It's not on the minutes.
She just sent a notice out earlier today to the bank on.
I know. So it's on the end. Lisa's trying to get on, too.
Yeah, she sent us in. She gave us a...
I couldn't bring it up.
Jason got on it. It's on the event calendar. I couldn't find it.
Do you have any email? Yeah.
It's kind of hidden because you have to click on more details under the event, so you don't really see that there's a link.
This is hers. Can you see it? Lisa Beth, 62, at gmail.com.
Okay, so we're at the point of public comment, Jason. Did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I know I'm not on the board, but I had a comment, so I'm going to get off. This is just a random thing. We had some friends over a couple weeks ago, and one of them's on a homeowners association, blah, 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 and we're talking about saving money, and we were talking about newsletters. They actually brought it up. They said, yeah, we have such an issue with our newsletter, and people want it, and we're trying to get it electronic, and some people still want to get it printed, and one of the things they did, which ended up being a great solution for them, is they told everyone, you know, our newsletter is now electronic. If you'd like it printed and delivered, we will deliver it. There's a $20 subscription a year for that. And it solved the issue, saved the association a lot of money because they no longer had to pay for the printing themselves. And those people who still wanted the newsletter delivered to them got it delivered, but they paid a subscription fee to get it delivered. So it made it a lot more feasible for the association to save some money and get people moved over to the electronic newsletter. That was my comment.
Thanks. Okay, so we don't have any other public for comment, correct? So we'll move on to the President's report. We need to talk about board positions since we have a new board now. We're going to need a vice president. Anybody jumping up and down with their hands waved?
I can do that in addition to secretary if you want.
Ask me.
Well.
Why not?
That's a lot though, but yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, Lori said she'll do it.
But I'm not in town for 6 months, so I'm not sure that that would be a good solution.
Yeah, I agree, Emma.
Yeah.
Are you being forced?
No, no.
Let Lori do that because you do so much. And thank you. That was a lot easier than I expected. And the other thing is we'll talk about is the board dinner that the membership voted for. If anybody has ideas, Hema, when do you leave?
We leave probably the first week of November.
Okay.
We're gone in 2 weeks.
Right. Dave leaves in 2 weeks. I'll put together some suggestions and email all of you and see if we can get it in before some people have to leave for the winter season, okay? Unless anybody has any particular suggestions.
No, I want to go back to the board position stuff, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
We need someone for communications, we need someone for technology, we need someone for events.
Right, but those don't have to be board positions.
So no, they don't.
I thought once we got this in
got
place,
some board members that, you know,
yeah,
might be able to jump in here. Because communications and technology, you don't have to be in the state of Connecticut to do it. It can be done from afar, right? It's mostly phone stuff and computer stuff. So if someone wants to jump on that, right?
Is most of it done for both?
I mean, yeah,
it could be,
maybe
right?
Job description, yeah. You just basically call Jason at Computer Connection and say, set up the email, disconnect the email, and he generates the password. And if somebody has a hard time, then it call that person. Because I can't do it unless I can talk to somebody and walk them through it. Mm-hmm. Somebody else might be different.
So my thought was doing, once we got the board positions all set, to do an email blast, you know, with a little more specific descriptions of those jobs, you know, and so that maybe it will incorporate some other members and not just the board members doing double duty. That's my thought. But you guys are, you know, yeah. And then, then we'll revisit it, and if we don't get anybody stepping up, you know, we'll have to put it on board members. But is that satisfactory?
Yeah, if that's the way you want to handle it, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So at the end of the meeting, I had scheduled about the property dispute, but since we have a member on and probably doesn't want to be bored for 2 hours of his life, although he's welcome to, I'll just tell you where we stand at this point, Don. And I'm assuming you're talking about the Lakeshore property dispute, correct?
Keep on going. Is this the property that I own that you're speaking about?
No. I don't know. No. I don't know anything about what you're bringing up, so enlighten us.
Okay. Came to my attention a couple weeks ago. Somewhere along the line, the association had a meeting, and I believe my neighbor may have spoke there about a property issue.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, no, the association absolutely had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
No.
It seems like I've done everything legally and been upfront as much as I can with all my neighbors.
Can you just explain I know what you're talking about, but probably nobody else does. So just give us a little background on where you are and what you expect.
Okay. When we looked at 37 Ridgewood to purchase, it was in the winter, and we were told by our real estate agent that the property lines were quite different from what they actually are. And as the spring came along and we were just about at closing, the day before closing, we actually got out there with a tape measure and we measured what the property lines looked to be, and we found out that the property line between myself and 33 were very close. My property line is about 3-4 feet off the back of the house. And we actually held up closing for a few hours so that Monday we could go down and talk to the zoning person at East Haddam. And I asked, I said, hey, it appears that the deck is on somebody else's property, and if we purchase this property, what can I do in the future? And since it was an existing deck, legal deck, he says you...
Oh no, you froze. Well, hopefully you'll come back.
Oh dear.
What do we do in that situation? Log out and log back in? I don't know.
Is everybody coming?
No, just
he needs to do that.
He got back.
Don, if you can hear me, try to log out and log back into the meeting because you're still frozen.
Done. Lisa sent him a chat message to hopefully help you as well.
Oh, there we go. We
there
go. Okay, so
you there? You're back?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wait, I got a thunderstorm right over the house right now. We just lost power. Okay.
So
I went to the town and Jim Ventress and told me that, yes, you can rebuild to the exact footprint of the deck as long as it's on your property. So we went through with the purchase. This was all explained to the neighbors who were renters at the time. Subsequently, they purchased the property next door, and upon them purchasing it, they said they wanted to put up a fence. I said, okay, fine. So the part of the deck was on their property. They didn't ask me to take the deck down. I put the deck down because it was encroaching on their property. So I did that. And then I also walked the property line and explained to them exactly what the plans were. This is before the building permit was issued. And I did that with Paul Beckett. Now, I went to the town. They gave me a building permit. And then after the deck was in process of being built, all hell breaks loose. You know, there's petition wanting the deck to come down. I literally had 50 people come in front of the house, stop, get out, take photographs of the house, harassment. I just don't know what the proper procedures are down there. I mean, if you do it through the town, you get the legal permit, what's going on?
Good question.
And I had a lady come to my neighbor Saturday and say, hey, we want this deck to be removed. If he has to get any type of variances, we're going to work against them. This is a lynch mob. This is not the community that I want to be in. I just don't understand. It's not the happy place that I thought I was going to be going to. I'm very disappointed in the community.
Well, I can only tell you that it is a town matter. It's not an association matter, and that we intend
to... The association, hold on, why are your association members getting a petition against me?
Well, it's freedom, and I was aware. They sent it to me telling me what they were going to do, and I just didn't answer because that's not something that we can get involved in. That's a personal matter, unfortunately. We don't want that kind of discourse in our community either, believe me. But what would you recommend that we do, you know, legally?
Well,
you know.
Well, I guess I surmise that this happened at the last meeting at the Pavilion. Maybe
no,
it didn't.
No, honest to God, John, it had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the board, and probably most of these members don't even know what you're talking about, which is why I asked you to describe it. I only do because they copied me in on the email, and I just refrained.
I just want the association to know that I've done everything legally.
Okay.
And I met with each and every neighbor before the building project started and told them what I was going to do. And now it's like a lynch mob out there. And I tell you the truth, I'm very unhappy about it.
So noted. Understood.
I understand.
I mean, think of what Valentina, what their position is as well. And I know it's hard, and I know any time that Phil and I do something here, any time for our property, it's a big, we have to practically jump through hoops to get anything done.
I want you to know that we purchased, they were renters, they knew exactly what the property line issues were because we were up front. We had the property survey. We spent the money to have a survey. Nobody knew what the property lines exactly were when we bought the property. We did everything correctly. And then now they're crying foul after we told them what the property lines were. And they have to, if they want so much privacy, that's not the piece of property for them.
Right.
Honestly. But they bought after us. And now I'm being the bad guy. I'm being held up as the villain in this. And I tell you the truth, it's not sitting well.
So your deck is the same footprint as the old one?
Smaller. Because
yeah,
it's on my property.
I don't remember the old one, but, yeah. Well, unfortunately, we can't.
All right.
You know, I understand, and I'm sure we all appreciate your concerns, and nobody wants an age to be like that with their neighbors, but.
I mean, and now, which is, if they want to put up this great big curtain between the property, you know, it just hurts the property values.
Agree.
You agree upon that? You live right up the street. You've seen the curtain.
Well, yeah, personally, yeah, but I'm not speaking for the association.
Okay.
And I can't because we can't draw sides like that. It really, honestly,
right.
has to be between you and your neighbors. But it's good that we heard your side, and I'm sure we'll hear their side as well.
Well, I just want to let you know that not only did I do it legally, but I told each neighbor what I was going to do before I did it. Nobody complained. And now, once I'm building this thing, which is taking a lot longer than I anticipated, now there's a big uproar. You know, I had, Kathy, I had a neighbor of yours come down on the property line the other day when my stand was there. Was that you?
No, not me. But I mean, I'm aware of the situation. I mean,
I think it's a
neighbor. I just don't understand why the town, you know,
came down.
I don't understand why letters were mailed out. But again, this is an association thing.
No,
so
no.
If you want to talk to me personally about it, I would love to have a conversation with you.
All right. Well, I thought this was going through the association. Maybe I was wrong.
It has nothing to do with the association.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy then.
Yeah.
The other encroachment is another piece of property.
It's a piece of property that the association owns that someone is encroaching upon.
Yeah.
That's why we have to deal with that.
Well, I saw encroachment on your calendar, and I...
Oh.
Okay,
no.
That's great. I apologize for taking your time then.
No, no worries.
No.
Anytime. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, we have collected through batch 16 about 203,000 of the total amount of tax that was levied, which is a little over 96%. So we have about 15 property owners who either owe their full amount plus interest or they paid late and owe interest. So they're coming in slowly. You know, it's the same, for the most part, it's the same people who usually pay late. Except when we Jeopardy build them and make them pay in advance of the previews for the next year. So,
how many liens do you think they have to do? Or, like, usually, like, five?
Five to eight,
yeah.
Probably.
That's what I think.
We notify them in November. We give them what we call legally is a demand notice indicating that if they don't pay within a certain period of time, we're going to put a lien on the property and we will then turn it over to collection. And for new board members, if your account gets in collection, the taxpayer, the property owner, pays the all the legal expenses.
Sure.
We don't pay any legal expenses. Mm-hmm. The only other issue we had is that on the real estate listing, and I've had some discussion, but it doesn't seem to sink in, is that there's no line on the listing for a municipal tax district. So they stick it in they put the real estate, our real estate tax, municipal tax, they put it in as a HOA fee.
Yep.
And I could tell them we're not HOA. The attorneys who request my assistance in clearing the thing for closing, I say right up front, we are not a homeowners association. But what happens is the purchaser either relies on the listing that says it's HOA, so they throw our bill away. And so I'm going to try to get some more. I talked to the real estate board, and you know they say, well, there's lines underneath that they can explain that this is a second tax, which is a real estate municipal district tax, but most people, the realtor who has the listing, apparently are not using that, or don't understand what we're all about. Even though if you go on the website, it's pretty clear. But so we're working on that particular issue. So
it's a reevaluation year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They had the appraisers out. And you all will be getting notification probably in December, starting in December, as to what your new reval will be, somewhere in that, and then you'll have an opportunity to appeal it, if you want to appeal it. There'll be a process that will be the town will tell you, but you'll get all that notice, and all the disclosure will be in that particular notice. And we follow whatever the town assesses, we just piggyback on that. We apply our mill rate to that. And so I would expect with the change in real estate values that our grand list will go up. Right now it's at, let's see, our grand list in Lake Hayward is, 45,731 and some change. So I assume that will go up.
Mm-hmm.
By how much I can't tell you.
Right.
Mostly the lakefront properties. And if they do any kind of reval, look at it and look at all the sales, and as you know, the sales prices have been at 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% above anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if they use that, the real estate values will probably go up, except for recently constructed properties, new buildings.
It's already up.
Yeah, it may go up a little bit more, so you know, but we'll see.
So is that applied retroactively?
No, it will be applied to the July 1st, 2023 tax bills. Now, if the grand list goes up, the association has already set the budget,
right,
the mill rate will go down.
Okay.
But we can't guarantee you until we see the grant list,
right,
and depending on how many challenges there are, we won't get a grant list probably at the earliest, probably until February or March, to let the board know what's where we stand and what based on the budget that we passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Peg?
Yeah, I just wanted, I think it's a financial check. I just wanted to confirm the reserve changes based on the annual meeting. You know, we said the basketball court resurfaced was $7,000. I changed it to basketball court resurfaced and fence was $17,000. We said they were going to increase it by $10,000. And then I allocated $29,500 for the dam repair drawing. So I added a new line for that. So I just want to make sure that everybody's in agreement with it. Okay.
So
yeah. Good. Thank you. That's it.
You're too easy, my little.
Okay. So I don't think we have to talk about bylaws anymore. Lisa sent me the finalized draft today, and I'll send. I think I might have already sent it to all of you, but if not, just so you have a copy for your records. But did you send it to Kathy, Lisa?
From the residents, I did not. I'm sorry. I just sent it to you. I can
publish
it.
Right,
Cap? Yeah, well, what I would like is for us to get it right up on the Google Drive, you know,
it's what I'm going to do.
Set up a folder for her there. Yeah, I can send it to you there.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Budget, we're good, right? Dan? Events is another thing that, you know, we need to advertise for, but maybe once we get a solid board going, we'll work on that.
You want to wait for an event thing to land on the weekend?
Well, she sent me an email and said she had nothing to say. And she wasn't sure she'd be on at 7:30 depending on how she went, so. She wanted everybody to know that no one has stepped up to do anything yet. But no, but that's not abnormal. It's early and all that stuff, so. Can you mute yourself, please? I can hear Jeopardy. Thanks.
Hold on. No, I was paused. I got a phone, you guys. Okay, I got it.
Thank you. Her mom is like 90 and staying with her, and she has to watch. Geese, Ellen.
Yes, we have no geese.
That's what's talking to me.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one.
Phil picked up 3 times today. We have been busy while you were away. I bought a really nice remote control boat, and I'm having a blast with this thing. It probably exceeds the speed limit we're allowed on the lake now, but it goes like 300 feet out. It's getting the birds, not monkeys, swim dock at First Beach. It goes out about 300 feet. So, I don't know, I mean, it's working, but they keep coming back, no matter how often I scare them off, they keep coming back.
Thank you.
I know you don't like this, Phil, but I think next year we got to consider a fence if we don't find all the nests in March. There may need to be a fence, because this is... It's been ridiculous the last couple of weeks. There's been like 30 to 60 geese on First Beach. 3, 4, 5 times a day. It's just absolutely disgusting. Like, the trail cameras I have, I tried moving the one on First Beach closer. They're not picking up when they're there. But then I realized we have the security system with the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked in that First Plaza. I don't know how to do it. Lee says he doesn't remember how to do it. So, Fred's husband is a tech guy, so when he comes down this weekend, I'm going to have to look and see if I can back up. His key is knowing when they're on the beach, especially this time of year when it's not busy. I'm going to start a database for Excel sheet for the waivers, so I know who I have and who I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody mentioned to me the other day that it's like 5 properties in a row that they have theirs. They're going to drop them off to me. Scheduled a meeting for this Sunday with Nutmeg Farms. She informed me this morning her father is taken to the hospital with a possible heart attack, so I told her, just let me know. I can cancel at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, just let me know. And Tim sent out an email to the other side, because I was trying to incorporate everybody into this. I don't know. Hopefully next year we'll find the nest.
Let me know when you want to sign up. I'm on your Easter egg hunt crew.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Thanks,
Emily.
Thank you.
Do you get a lot of people sign up to allow us to go into their properties?
I've probably got, at the meeting, maybe 30.
Okay.
And then I've got 5 more coming in. But once I do the spreadsheet, then I can reach out to more people or even go down and shove waivers in people's mailboxes, hopefully before they leave for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do the email blast, I was going to ask that later, but we'll put that in an email blast too. You know, reminder, fill out your waiver.
Yeah. I mean, the other question is, are there particular properties that are concerning to us that we should approach the ordinance? I mean, I think some of the birds are on the second beach as well as the first beach.
Yeah. Well, third beach is strange, they have a problem, but there was about 30 of them on there last week, so.
Okay.
It's all the beaches, really. Second beach hasn't been so bad. I've been checking them daily.
Anybody that's on the water or across from the water is a potential nest site.
Yeah. So key is getting the waterfront people, or the, like you said, the people that are across, like maybe across the street from the water.
Any approaching of the East Shore? I mean, that's another long area that...
I don't know, Hannah. That was why I was inviting them to the meeting on Sunday.
Okay.
But even if, you know, there's nests over there, I don't know who's paying for that. Mm-hmm. But it would have been nice to be able to show them what to look for.
Sure. Yeah.
If the meeting happens on Sunday, that's key. Because I don't know what to look for, and I've been doing this 3-4 years. So that would have been key. You know, if that doesn't work, maybe I can have Lynette send me something to email to people to get the word out what to look for.
Thanks, Evelyn. Do we have anything on the bio-detention? It's pretty much a done deal, right?
The only thing that has been brought up, I just picked up the two signs that we will have on either side of the, one on Hayfield and the other one on the edge of the basketball court. That sign was one that you looked at. Deep made a little bit of modifications. They're paying part of it, so Deep. So I'll post those two signs. The most important thing is that apparently the money that is funded, that they're contributing, comes from EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, under Section 319 of the Clean Water Act. Well, apparently DEEP and EPA are in serious negotiations about what the signage should be. So we don't want to get too excited about, you know, whatever they want, we got to give it to them.
Fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
The new sign, the sign that we have, has Deep's logo on it, but I can't tell you what they want, and Deep can't tell me what they want, so they're negotiating that. Now, at what point in time we'll have to put up a permanent sign, I don't know. But the signs that we bought from Copies Plus, More, whatever it is, should be good for 2 or 3 years. So they're nice signs. They're fairly large. People should be able to read them and, you know, understand generally what we did. Okay. One other issue on the biodetention basis, because we received federal funds, and I sent Phil an email, he and I have to get together. After much investigation, I hate to drag this out, but you have to know. You know, we have two concrete boxes back of the pavilion, and a storm sewer goes in from across the road, the tennis court, into that storm sewer, and then that storm sewer goes into our two collection box.
Right.
Okay. I just happened to be using the facilities when the people who the town contracts to clean out the storm sewers.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched them operate. So then I asked them, and there's a company in Plantville somewhere, which I'll get to in a minute. Watched them do it. They did a nice job. I said, now, are you going to do clean out our boxes? they said, look at our equipment. Our boom will never reach even the first one. And I said, how many of you guys have? They said, no, we've never cleaned out any of our concrete boxes. So I went to the town, asked the public works person to give me the name of the firm that does this. And I called her, and they were very nice. The guy called me back, and I explained the situation. And he says, I don't have equipment to reach, because the first, he says, can you clear a path so that I can bring my truck into and drop the hose down? And I said, no, there's a stone wall. I walk and I come around the back. No, you can't come around the back because there's no way to get in. So anyway, long story short, the guy that cleans it out said he would have to buy additional pipe to get in there. But what Phil and I need to do is to open the vaults,
right,
and see how much sand and silt is in there. Because one of the things that DEEP and EPA want us to measure, you know, part of doing all this is to measure how much sediment and waste is being captured in the biodetention basin before it gets to our collection boxes.
Yep.
They clean it before it.
The guy said, as far as he knew,
who'd you talk to, sir?
I talked to the guy. Janet is a, they said they've been doing it for the town for 10 years.
Oh, it's longer than before. It's longer than 10. When John Jacoby was in charge of property before,
I think it was a different firm.
Oh, now, probably, but the town did it. I mean, you know, they
don't have. He said, you saw the equipment. We don't have. Okay. We even have to buy. Somebody has to buy a long pipe to get it in. The only other alternative the guy talked to me about was trying to get somebody like one of the sanitation companies. But the problem is they won't want to pick up sand. They can't do that. That would ruin their equipment. So what Phil and I are going to look at is open them up, see how much sand is in there, measure it, and then see whether or not it makes any sense. I mean, if there's only a couple of inches of sand in there, we're not going to do it.
Right.
We just measure it, put a dipstick down, we say there's 2 inches of sand there,
yeah,
right. We can mark that, and that would be our benchmark going forward. But
could I interrupt for a minute?
Yeah.
John and I opened them up, we measured it, and they're all fine. We don't need to do anything at this point.
Okay.
There's only maybe 2-3 maybe 3 inches. It's not a lot.
Okay.
So John Allegra and I already looked in them. We stuck the stick down in there, and they're very good.
That's cool.
So how deep are those boxes? Sweet.
Guessing.
8 feet generally.
6 to 8 feet.
Oh, okay, so they're really deep then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cheap, and they're not really boxes. I think they're more of a cone, rock cone thing, you know, a dry well type of thing.
Right. Oh, whatever it is, okay. Phil and I will work out. We just have to have a basis of being able to measure,
mm-hmm,
how much more sediment is coming in. We probably don't have to clean the boxes out right now. Okay. That's it.
Nominating committee were good. Playground committee, I did get an email from the person who was heading it up, and she quit, so we don't have a playground
committee.
We don't have a playground committee. We'll address it again in another time.
Yes.
Another place. Phil, do you have anything on property?
When swim lines and docks are coming in on Saturday, the rest of the stuff, fortified, will be closed mid-October. And the rest of the stuff will be taken in also. I'm still working on trying to get in touch with the fence guy and the paving guy.
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Thunder.
That's a thunderstorm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So, yeah, that's just still on us at the moment.
Yeah. All right, girl. So the other thing's good with you.
Yeah, everything is good. I mean, did Chris put notices out on the garbage pails for Monday pickup?
Yeah,
No.
Well, some people said yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a north and out mailbox.
I didn't get one at my house.
I did.
Okay. Keep working on it then.
Yeah.
And then I got a few emails asking, and I just told them about Monday, but people said they did get those.
Okay, thank you.
We got them.
It was also on Facebook.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah,
safe travels tomorrow.
Yeah, safe travels.
Miss you. Everyone really misses you.
I do.
It's thunder, right?
That's going to
be
fun.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's
thunder. And I involved them.
Right. Technology, we already talked about. We need to get a techno person. And I think we will. There's so many people that have talent here at the lake. I think we'll get
it. I think it needs a new title. It's not really technology.
IT.
Webmaster.
No, we have a webmaster.
All of those are webmasters.
There's something to think about.
Think about a new head.
Yeah.
All right. Informational services.
Okay. Or workspace service.
Water testing.
Oh, I have a comment.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, we're kidding. The water test is bad the week before the holiday weekend.
Right.
And then we don't test after the holiday weekend. I think in that situation where the water tested bad that week before, it should have been tested.
Well, here's the problem.
After
that. They're closed on Monday. We would have tested on Tuesday and got the results on Thursday. Like most people are done.
Come on. Right?
Why do a lot of people pay and sign them on? The water's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if that were to happen again,
it's a unique situation, I think.
Yeah. So that's why it didn't happen.
Okay, gotcha.
But doesn't mean we can't. Any other? No. You guys are good. So old business. When I thought that when Mr. Corner was talking about property encroachment, he was talking about the lakeshore.
Right.
Property encroachment that we've been working on for 4 years.
Yeah, I'll explain that one later.
So, where that stands is, I called again today the surveyor, our surveyor, who's on vacation. Every time I call, he's on vacation. So, he did agree to get together with Byron's surveyor. I guess we just have to get through done with vacations and stuff. So that's where we stand on that. Unless anybody else knows anything more.
No, they're gone.
And to all you board members, I want to do one email blast so we're not inundating people with email blasts. So if you have something you want to say, send it to me. And then I'll put them all the thoughts together.
Okay.
Instead of blasting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any new business?
Can you back up a little bit, Jim?
Yes.
On the email blast, are you doing it now?
I was going to write it, and no, I'm hoping not to do it. I've done it once, but I was going to write everything together, and then either see if Jason would do it or work it through.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I have asked him to put a couple of things in the email blast, but I haven't seen it yet because we've been on vacation. About the trucks going around, they're going to start pruning all the trees.
Right, it was there.
It was there.
We got it.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Well,
and then the basketball court painting, that was all there.
Yep. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah, he's been very good to us about doing that. So, but I just didn't want to have a whole bunch of email blasts.
No.
One.
Yep.
That's all. New business, did you say you had something?
I just want to know what you're
doing. Oh, we'll talk.
Okay, talking about Lake Hayward Day, a great success this year. As far as the food side goes of it, we lost $7, and if I sold all the food I had, we would have been ahead of you, so it was a win. I'm not sure how they made out on the other side. I know they took $650 in for wristband money, but I know there's a bank also, so I'm not sure what their outcome. I did have a question for the board, though. As time goes on, schools are starting sooner and sooner, and there was definitely a lack of kids this year. Now, one, maybe because we haven't done it for the last 2 years, but I really think that a lot of people are not coming back because school starts, and I'm wondering what the board thinks about
having carnival the week before the annual meeting instead of the week after.
Isn't that in our bylaws?
Yeah. That's
what
well, I don't know. That's what
no.
It's just this. Yeah, I got yelled at one year.
So well, we did that one year. Right, but, I mean, it's a matter of making bylaws change.
Let's do that first.
Yeah,
I think it's just a matter of our verbiage. I think I've said this before. We can Lake Hayward Days is what's in the bylaw.
Right.
We have Lake Hayward Days the week after the annual meeting. It does not constitute what Lake Hayward Days is.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you want to have a carnival before the association meeting, it's up to the event chairperson, really,
yeah,
to have it before the association meeting. And then afterwards, you have to do something that is Lake Hayward Days,
right,
classified as Lake Hayward Days. So I think it's all just the way you present it. You know, like you don't call it Lake Hayward Days if you're going to have the carnival before.
You just call it a
carnival day or whatever like that. And then you, every day after that, has to, you know, do something Lake Hayward Days. It could be a band on Saturday instead of a carnival. Call that Lake Hayward Days dance. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I just want to start the conversations, you know, let's talk about it, think about it, and see what makes sense. Because, you know, once kids go back to school, parents are not going to go back there anything. It's just not realistic.
I think as a board, we should leave that up to the
event person. That's what I heard, too.
And whatever you decide.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
You guys agree?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And I would, personally, my two cents with this also is that my first year doing Ladies' Night was a great time, great success. Charged a little too much money. We made money, didn't want to do that, but we're going to spend it. We're going to buy some stuff for the kitchen. Ladies' Night and the carnival the day after,
right.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I agree.
I was shocked.
Yeah, yes, you were.
Saturday night, I was shocked.
Yeah. Too much too soon.
So that's just my opinion.
Over the course of 2 weeks where the culmination is that third week in August, like that's the big wind-up
right.
for Lake Hayward Day.
Like they were dancing on the following Friday's Ladies' Night.
Yeah,
you can do it anytime you want during the season.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So it's always a big time, ladies will come.
Yeah.
Last year when I did it, it was so flipping hot.
Oh, yeah.
I would do it early or late in the season if I were you because it was unbearable.
Yeah.
So I could do it like in November?
Fine with me.
Come on down. Come on down.
Porta potties won't be open though.
No, you're gonna have to get more help. I'm not gonna be around for that. just one other question while we have you, Phil. We talked about that security box where the DVR is for the cameras. Did you ever find out who had the key to that?
Nope.
But we need to find out who had the key to that.
Security box.
There's a black box mounted on the wall.
Is that the cameras I was talking about?
Yeah, that's what made me... Inside, there's a DVR in there.
Yeah.
And it's a locked box. I have no idea who has the key to that box.
I would think it would be weird, Jason.
We might
show
the key that I had in.
Yeah.
That didn't work there.
Oh, did you try it?
Yeah,
we
did it together.
So if somebody has the key, and if not, we'll just have to drill it out.
Well,
Lee
doesn't even have the key to the closet.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So
you
didn't have the key to the closet,
and right.
He said he didn't know how to
work
the equipment. Let me find out if he has the key, because that would help me.
Yes, it would, because you could redirect, you know, you move the camera.
Yeah, back it up a little bit.
All right,
so you're
going to
find out?
All right, but if we can't find the key, we can drill that lockout and put a half set of padlock on it.
Okay.
Yeah, if it needs to be locked in the first place.
All right. Angela, we're kind of moving right along, and I said what you sent to me that they're really, you didn't have a lot to say except that you've had no volunteers thus far. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the only thing that I want to share, because I said something different last week, is we were looking at potentially purchasing a hat candy machine rather than spending money on rental every year.
Yeah.
And when I talked with Lisa, the woman who ran it this year, we had a lot of conversation about just how hard it was to clean and how the stuff was like cement in there. So I am a little nervous that if we buy something that's a midpoint rather than a really industrial one, that it might be a waste of money. So I think we're going to hold off on that for the time being and just move ahead with the other purchases that we discussed.
Okay.
Okay,
that's how we ended up with a new popcorn machine because the other one got put away now.
Yeah, they got full of mouse crap. Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Cotton
yeah.
candy and
money. Yeah, no, thank you.
That's fine. That's
very good.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Is there any other new business, anybody? All right, so at this point, I would like to, we're going to go and ask for a motion to go into executive session so we can talk with the treasurer, and I would like to thank Lynn and Ed for joining us, and I hope you don't get too wet out there.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have an umbrella in the house to offer you.
No, I brought my slipper.
You did? Absolutely. You might have an umbrella.
Don't worry about it.
No? Okay. I
think
you might have a car.
Somebody
make the motion.
Who's making
the motion?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So moved.
What, Kathy?
Okay, Heather made the motion. Heather made the motion. Who's going to second it?
Second.
Bill seconded it.
Yeah.
Kathy, you shut up.